Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight, a double program tonight. We will do a very short show, and then we'll jump to the private Patreon hangout for the Patreon supporters and Subscribestar supporters. Speaker's Corner says, Jeff, how much more wrecked is Bitcoin going to get before up? There are people on our Discord who are now long. I think it's not necessarily the case that we're going to have a very long recovery. I think that, yeah, there may be a local recovery for a few days and then a little more down. I think it's natural after a big up like we've had. Bitcoin always self-corrects. So I think you might have a down that will last maybe a few weeks, and then the next leg up will start for the bull run, maybe in a month, maybe in a few months. That's how it is with Bitcoin. You get high and a little down and high, but one thing that is sure, it always gets more high than it gets down. So there's nothing to worry about if you are just a Bitcoin hodler. X hop up up, Stephen Robinson says. Yeah, well, I'm all up for the Richard Hart products to perform well because I have some of them, but I don't care much about it because it drops so hard. I see it as a maybe I'm gonna make money with these things or maybe not. Anyways, it's not a massive sum that I have in these PLS, PLSX, and HEX. It's just for fun, really. I'm happy if the price is doing well. Yes, I am racist. I hate white people. That's what Andy Cohen was saying in 2016. But then in 2022, he starts saying the amount of anti-Semitism coming from all corners is fucking alarming. Well, you get what you deserve. You see the hate and then you receive hate. On Truth Social, Donald Trump argues that all presidents must have complete and total presidential immunity. A president of the U.S. must have full immunity, without which it would be impossible for him/her to properly function. Any mistake, even if well-intended, would be met with almost certain indictment by the opposing party at term end. Even events that cross the line must fall under total immunity, or it will be years of trauma trying to determine good from bad. There must be certainty. Example, you can't stop the police from doing the job of strong and effective crime prevention because you want to guard against the occasional rogue cop or bad apple. Sometimes you just have to live with great but slightly imperfect. All presidents must have complete and total presidential immunity, or the authority and decisiveness of a president of the U.S. will be stripped and gone forever. Hopefully, this will be an easy decision. God bless the Supreme Court. Well, it's an interesting argument. I think it's certainly not a legal precedent that exists. There's no such thing as presidential immunity of the kind. So I think Donald Trump is wrong here by the standards of current law. But when you think about it, we have an implicit presidential immunity. Have you ever seen George Bush be prosecuted for murder? No. And yet he has committed actions that definitely have caused murders of civilians in Iraq, Afghanistan. So why? Why is it that George Bush is not being prosecuted for murder? Seems like he committed a murder. Seems like when you know that you're sending planes that will strike in civilian areas and you initiate a war that eventually sums up into 2 million deaths, if that's the number of civilians that have actually died, whatever is the number. Seems like you should have a prosecution of George Bush for murder, but you don't. All we see is prosecution of Trump. Somehow he's the first president who has committed crimes, amazingly, because he's the president who made the least ground invasions for many decades. New guy says George Bush can't travel the world freely. Okay, but still, he hasn't been prosecuted for murder. Lendold Guntram says, so did Clinton in Sudan, so did Obama in Yemen, even killed American citizens. Absolutely. That is correct. Someone says, Satoshi has risen. all of this because there's a Twitter account called Satoshi. A Twitter account is called Satoshi, and he wrote, hello world, today at 5:34 p.m. Well, listen. there's even a community note that says, Craig S. Wright, a person who lied under oath and lies about being Satoshi Nakamoto, reportedly controlled this account at one time. Supposedly, he lost access to this account, but that is just speculation. This account has nothing to do with Bitcoin or its anonymous creator. Well, interesting, but I don't think Satoshi has risen from the dead. This whole thing isn't even important. People talk about the coming back of Satoshi. Satoshi can kiss my ass. Satoshi is unimportant to the current development of Bitcoin. It doesn't matter. Literally, Satoshi, if we were to have a confirmation that there's a guy who's still alive, who's still the real Satoshi, and somehow he would prove by unlocking his early wallets, demonstrating that it's him, that would be, the opinion of this guy would be as important as a deluded fool yelling in the park that the earth is flat. That is how important Satoshi is. So stop sending me this crap. I don't give a shit if there's a Twitter account called Satoshi that says, hello world. I'm not going to acknowledge that this is Satoshi until I see a very, very early account of Bitcoin print that message on the blockchain. If he can't do this, that's not Satoshi. If Satoshi has lost his keys because he was trading Bitcoin when it was worth 5 cents, then Satoshi has lost his identity. As far as I'm concerned, he has lost the right to claim that he's Satoshi. DK Shadow says, Satoshi will use his old forum account. Yeah, you know, Satoshi, the first thing he would do would not be to come onto Twitter. So that's probably Greg S. Wright trying to seed shit, trying to throw shit at the very well-operating fan. Ariel Suarez says, wait, are there going to be conspiracy theories about Satoshi now? I mean, there's always been speculations of all kinds. Trump is starting on a line of promises, and I like the modernity of these promises. This is something that was lacking in Trump in the first iteration of Trump. He was totally disconnected from the Bitcoin world, so very disconnected from the internet. Although he was performing well through Twitter, he was still very much a boomer in terms of its connection to the internet world. And I think that Vivek has had the Vivek effect right here, because Trump is in New Hampshire starting to make promises about stuff that is very modern concerns.
But we're also going to place strong protections to stop banks and regulators from trying to debank you from your political beliefs, what they do. They want to debank you, and we're going to debank. Think of this. They want to take away your rights. They want to take away your country. The things you're doing, all electric cars, give me a break. If you want an electric car, good. But they don't go far. They're very expensive. They're going to be made in China. That's why I think I'm going to get the auto workers to vote for Trump. You know, we're having great, great talks. But think of what they want to do. They want to take away your rights upon taking office. But we're also going to play strong.
All right. So first promise here will be that there will be no ideological debanking. That is really good. And then he talks about the central bank digital currencies. I think I had the video here. He will not create a central bank digital currency.
And tonight I'm also making another promise to protect Americans from government tyranny. As your president, I will never allow the creation of a central bank digital currency. Do you know about that?
So I think that those are the kind of talking points that Vivek can bring him. I think that the central bank digital currency is, in conspiratorial circles, totally overrated in terms of dangers and in terms of what it means. The reality is the central bank digital currency, only if it really is adopted by force, would be a massive problem. Like if you're forced to use it and it does help in tracking you, then that's a problem with respect to cash. But there's no sign that it would be forced. There's no sign that real money would disappear. And on top of it, there's no sign that this would anyhow compete with Bitcoin, because Bitcoin would still be the only finite currency, whereas this central bank digital currency would be merely a digital ticket that entitles you to real money, which will continue being inflationary. So I'm personally not. I think it's perfect to be banning them. I think it's great that Trump promises not to ban them, but it's not super important to me. I think that the conspiratorial people are way too excited around this. Dino Logovic says, your account will reactivate once you have taken your 19th monkeypox booster. DK Shadow says, they need CBDC first to get rid of cash. Yeah, maybe it's the long-term plan, but anyways, I'm happy. I do think that we shouldn't have a CBDC, but I just don't care about it much. What I care about it most here is that we see Vivek having an internet effect onto Trump. And I think that we may have a Trump fully red-pilled on Bitcoin by the end of this election period. And we might have a very Bitcoin-sympathetic, ultimately, president coming for next January. That would be absolutely awesome. People are pointing to the absolute Chad Hood of the Roman style of Baron Trump. We have seen Baron Trump coming to attend the funeral of his grandmother, the mother of Melania Trump, has died. And people were pointing to the fact that first, he's taller than Trump. He looks great with his long hair. And basically, he looks like a Roman figure. So people are getting excited at Baron Trump. Yeah, I think it's great. I don't know what's in store for Baron in the future. He is the son of a supermodel and a president. So I think anything he wants to accomplish going forward, he's going to have a lot of possibilities ahead. X has just banned the promotion of adult material, no monetization for their content. X prohibits the promotion of adult sexual content globally. Examples include pornography, full or partial nudity, model clothing that is sexual in nature, sex toys, host and hostess clubs, dating services that are oriented towards sexual encounters, advertisers promoting sexual merchandise must target 21 plus audience. Same thing in Australia and Japan. So we have here, it's for ads. So it's not that you won't have porn happening on Twitter, but it is for ads. That's great. That's great. It's not super important to me as a news. I don't think it will change the world. And it's not banning porn in the end. There will still be porn on Twitter, but it will not be commercialized and it will not be subject to ads and attracting clicks toward other sites. Rodita Sid says, but that it's the entire Instagram corporate model. Yeah, but see, you know, you can still have a porn star on Twitter putting links and saying, oh, look, here's a free video. So she just can't buy ads. So that is the distinction. So what happens on Instagram will also possibly happen on Twitter. It's everything is an ad in the end. Like when I put my link to my show, is that an ad or is that just me sharing my show? Well, when the porn star shares her link, it's still going to be shared. It's just not going to be subject to purchasing more views. We live underwater. For those of us who live in the virtual world, 99% of the internet network runs through submarine cables. There are over 420 submarine lines in the world, totaling 1.3 million kilometers, over three times the distance from the Earth to the Moon. Isn't that fascinating to think that the internet is protected from the insanity of the world? You could have a full takeover of the surface by legions of invaders and criminals. The internet would survive. The internet is protected in the depth of the oceans. Absolutely beautiful. This is where I live. This is where my job is possible, thanks to these oceans and the protection of thousands of feet of water. Which also makes me think, many of this is probably optics fiber. Much of this is optics fiber protected under so much depth of water. Is it possible that this network may be more resilient than you conspiracy theorists of the chat sometime think? You know, when you're telling me, Jeff, an EMP, a solar flare will break the internet and break all of your bitcoins. I don't know. Is your solar flare going to hurt a fiber optics cable that's totally underwater? It seems very protected to me. New guy says, land-bound nodes are the weakness. Yeah, definitely. Definitely, when they connect to a continent, there must be some big facility receiving those cables, processing through routers and everything. That must be the point of weakness, definitely. Shamrock says, the internet is a double-edged sword. Yes. Yes. All right, we have the destruction of an electrical tower. Apparently, these electrical towers are specially built to be destroying in a way where they wrap themselves up. It's fascinating to see this. Well, the important part of the video somehow stopped playing. No, this is ridiculous. Are you kidding me, X? I want to show this particular important part of the video and it's not showing. Well, anyways, I'll leave the links in the show notes if you want to go watch for yourself. But somehow X refuses to show you the exact moment where it wraps on itself. The math of dating in your 40s, especially for a woman, is excruciating. Few understand. Imagine 5 coffee filters through which you're trying to pass people of quality represented by chunky coffee grains. Dating in your 40s is like trying to catch grains at the exit of the 5th filter. But this girl appears to have understood. She has understood, hey, there's something wrong with us. That's why we're single in our 40s and still looking for someone.
You ever meet somebody and wonder why they're single? Cut to a week later, you find out why they're single. Rinse and repeat. That's basically dating in your 40s. We all single for a reason, guys.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, at 40 years old, you have nothing to bring. You cannot reproduce anymore. Therefore, any spending of time with the other sex is just a loss of time and inducement of needless suffering. U.S. CENTCOM destroys Houthi terrorist anti-ship missiles as part of ongoing multinational efforts to protect freedom of navigation. So basically, that's the American army. They say that they have destroyed centers where the Houthis were using to send missiles toward the ships. We had the Andrew Wilson debate has been happening with Tree of Logic yesterday. But she was totally out of control, so much so that really a debate didn't happen. So all we had was Andrew Wilson eating a banana while trying to wait for her to calm down so that he could place a word or two, but it really never happened. So all we have is 10 minutes of female crisis and Andrew being unable to participate to the discussion.
Thanks for concern trolling. So for 7 years, and she had about 3 or 4 kids, unfortunately one of them passed away, and she had 2 from you by basically trapping you with 2 of them. So
now, are you a prostitute,
know, like,
Tree?
How is it that you pride yourself as a cuck? You pride yourself
is
as
it,
a
are
simp,
you Tree? Are you a prostitute?
A woman,
Tree, you won't even shut up.
Whore.
This is why you don't want
she
a moderator, because you can't have
all
a conversation.
Men,
you're
was
retarded.
A to basically take her on and all of her baggage, okay?
And so eventually, Andrew closed the muted her so that we could wait for her to cool down, but she never cooled down. Fascinating, Andrew has been using the tactic of displaying porn pictures, censored porn pictures of Tree of Logic. Let me refresh the page here. So while she was doing these crises, we were looking at porn pictures. Of course, part of it has been censored here. Apparently, Tree of Logic is a prostitute and some kind of porn actress, and also a free thinker who wanted to challenge Andrew. So that's it. She had nothing interesting to say that she was willing not to yell at Andrew. So that's too bad. Mark Cuban says, despite all of this, Scott, white men, the demo you feel has gotten passed over, make more cash and have lower unemployment rates than the black people and women you feel are replacing them. How do you reconcile this? Well, so basically that's Mark Cuban arguing with Scott Adams. About, oh no, white men are not in trouble. Look at the numbers. What are those numbers? So you see here black or African men at 6% or 5 or between 5 and 6% unemployment rate. And you see white men between 2.5 and 5% unemployment rate. That is not a good data point to say white men aren't being discriminated against. First, you have to measure the actual willingness of these people to have a job. Maybe they're not looking for a job. They get marked as unemployed. Maybe they want to be unemployed, or maybe they're not employable. Secondly, discrimination can be observed at the point of selection. It's when you go to these interviews and you realize that if you're a white man, you get punished. You get less chance to be hired. That's where the discrimination happens, not in the overall employment rates. And thirdly, this data for white men, I would be very unsurprised if it included Hispanic men. And so there is currently hate against a certain type of white man. It is the white European in the U.S. The Hispanic man can pass as diverse enough for those employment policies that favor minorities. So very bad data to argue from, Mark Cuban. That is not the right graph to make a case that white men aren't discriminated against. Crippled U.S. moon landing mission carrying human remains to crash to Earth. So that was a private company trying to carry the ashes of Star Trek cast members toward the moon. And it failed. Astrobotic, the private space robotics company hired by Celestis and NASA to assist in the operation, released an update on the planned crash in the Pacific Ocean. So their flight didn't work, and so they're planning to crash the vehicle back onto the Earth with the ashes of the Star Trek. What happens when it does crash? Are you telling me that the ashes of the Star Trek members, you know, actors will be just poof, they will be vaporized onto the Earth? It does seem like it's what is going to happen. Cloud Warmer says, hey Jeff, amongst all the mass migration into Australia right now, why are they allowing retirees and students over 25 years old for student visas if this was all about free market economics? The deal with India was part of a defense agreement, but India still aligns with and licks boots of the enemies. Well, I'm not aware of the details of what you're talking about. So I mean, in general, immigration is generally not related to the free market. It's related to really, it's an action by the left to change the political equilibrium of a nation. So that's usually what it is. I wouldn't be surprised that it's the same thing in Australia. But I don't know exactly what's the deal you're talking about with India. But in general, I object to all immigrations of all kinds. You know, it's a problem. It's a problem when it undermines the demographic stability of your nation. Trump escalates attacks on Haley as he seeks New Hampshire knockout. Yeah, I think that Trump is headed toward a very good performance. I'm excited personally. I think that Trump is outperforming the expectations. And now he started to give a couple of punches toward Haley. Now CNN says he went after Haley while referring to her first name, Nimarata, in a post on his social media platform, Truth Social, though he misspelled Nimarata as Nimrada. Haley, the daughter of Indian immigrants, was born Nimarata Nikki Randhawa and took her husband's last name after they married. It's interesting because it's a knockout, not just of Nikki Haley herself, but of the wing of the Republican Party that would want a neocon Republican Party, and any defeat that they have, I will celebrate. Vivek Ramaswamy is memeing on the idea that he's Indian and therefore a caretaker of all 7-Eleven across the nation. Patrick Bet-David had gone to the 7-Eleven and he said, I was craving a hot dog at 7-Eleven, so he went to buy a hot dog.
Pat, what are you doing?
See, this is a dream. When you make money, you get to afford to buy some high-end type of food, and nothing says more high-end than hot dogs at 7-Eleven. And if you've had this, you know how great this is.
How are you feeling, Eric?
10 feet tall and bulletproof. Oh, that mustard.
Look at this.
Yeah, they're not particularly good hot dog, but it can do while you have to eat. But Vivek Ramaswamy was joking and he said, thank you for coming And don't forget to grab a Slurpee. So Vivek going full in the Indian cashier joke of the current times. The big tech exodus says, interesting how heavy he went on the mustard. Yes, that is a lot of mustard for what is a cheap mustard, a cheap regular hot dog mustard. Normally, you don't need that much. I, a 36 male, have heard my wife, who is 40 and female, and her partner insulting me during sex, and I'm seriously questioning our future together. Oh my God, I hypocrite is posting these hilarious memes about cuckolds. It's like, wow, I was for open relationship, but now they're talking about me negatively during the sex. It's kind of insulting. Yes, that's a red flag. Big Tech Exodus says, Jeff, do you consider yellow mustard to be real mustard? It is mustard. It does contain mustard seeds. And I have no issue. I'm an American. I don't have the snobbery of the European against yellow mustard. But the fact is, yellow mustard is a heavily processed product where its distinctive yellow color doesn't even come from mustard. That's what you have to understand. Yellow mustard is yellow flashy in that way because of turmeric, not because of mustard. So you have to understand that it's a combined product. Yellow mustard really is half turmeric, half mustard. But of course, it's not a super refined mustard. I can acknowledge its role in eating corn dogs and regular hot dogs, but also understand that it's not a spectacular product either. In fact, you know, it's hard to even put one's finger on what it brings as a taste to the hot dog. It's like not super interesting, really. But somehow, without it, it's not as good. We have Tucker talking about the pipe bombs planting on January 6th. He says that it's likely that government officials were involved in the planting of pipe bombs in Washington, D.C. 3 years ago as part of an effort to keep Donald Trump from running for president again. Darren Beatty has the details. So yeah, there's always been this interrogation mark because there's clear evidence that pipe bombs were found, neutralized, and even some video evidence of people planting those pipe bombs. But no one has ever been arrested. And so, is it possible that it would be feds and they didn't get arrested because they were feds trying to create a false flag event, or perhaps trying to entrap co-conspirators that weren't feds? Very possible. The key takeaways of the Uvalde shooting report from the U.S. Justice Department. Those are conclusions that we had already reached, and in fact, we had already seen those preliminary conclusions. The whole idea that the Uvalde shooter police handling of this was poor, that they didn't properly assess, well, this is not a hostage-taking situation, it's a school shooter situation. They have not rushed to the shooter, instead they have kind of stayed at the door and watch what will happen, and instead of directly rushing. But as I've said back then, it's like everyone is self-preserving, even the police. And they probably were scared that there was no one showing up to be the first to open the door onto someone who's probably planning to shoot the police. So no one wants to be the first to receive the bullet. That's the great problem of intervening in those cases. And personally, I don't judge severely the police. I don't think it is the job of the police to sacrifice their lives for mine. But in that sense, I differ from many people in society. Many people think it is. It is their responsibility to sacrifice their lives to defend the civilians. Personally, I understand the perspective of the policeman who is trying to limit harm, is trying to be tactical, and run. What they are told, what they are trying to do in school shooting, which is run toward the school shooter and engage, that is telling them, go ahead and receive the bullets. That is, we are basically asking them to sacrifice their life potentially to save us. And that to me is something I cannot expect as a libertarian. Everyone is responsible for protecting themselves and only themselves. And the people that they love, or maybe the people that they're counting on, but not per unknowns, unrelated people. Bitcoin Magazine, Donald Trump's trading card team to release official Trump trading cards on Bitcoin ordinals. Great news, something amazing is coming your way. they will also... So the people who have bought one of the 100 Trump digital trading cards, they will get a minted Bitcoin ordinal. That is very nice. That is very nice. It's very nice that they decided to do it for people who had already paid for the ETH version. But Bitcoin ordinals are very promising. And I think it's great that Trump is coming onto the Bitcoin blockchain. It will give credibility to the mechanism of ordinals. I have my own letter to humanity recorded on the Bitcoin ordinals. And so I'm counting on Trump to up the value of my... What's the current value that I'm demanding from on my website? If you want to buy my letter to humanity, 50 BTC. I'm asking 50 BTC if you want to buy my letter to humans on gene editing, 50 BTC right here. So with Trump around, the Bitcoin ordinals are going to up, up, up. Cloud Warmer says, JF isn't minted from silver or gold. Ha ha ha, metal bros are jerking off right now. No, my Bitcoin ordinals contain zero gold or silver. So if you are allergic to gold or silver, you can totally buy my Bitcoin ordinals safely. Frog Eyes says, I consider Bitcoin ordinals a scam. A lot of long-time BTC hodlers gonna lose major BTC positions gambling on ordinal-based Ponzi's. Well, if they do, it's their problem. If you buy something that is rare, and you may be right about it or you may be wrong about it, but you have made a decision, and that decision should be representable by the market. Like, if you buy my letter for 50 BTC, and down the line, that letter turns out to be so right that it's worth 200 BTC in the future, that is you. You take the gains for this. But yes, there are people who will buy stuff that will be lower value with time. But so be it. If they had bought baseball cards, some of them would have been damaged with time and would have lost their value. John Drake says, kind of surprising, BTC miners are in the dumps with all the ordinals. I mean, it's going well. You can send Bitcoin for a reasonable price. I've not seen the Bitcoin blockchain being clogged due to this. It's going it's going very well. I don't see the people who complain against Ordinals. They're really they're making a crisis for nothing. It's like, bro, let us write stuff on the blockchain, bro. We are paying for this. I paid like $60 to mint this Ordinals. Every awful thing that Trump has promised to do in a second term. Now, I've reviewed the actual promises of Trump, but this Rolling Stone article is more like a leftist hallucination about what Trump will do. He will indict Biden and his other political enemies. He will round up, intern, and deport undocumented immigrants. He will send the military to the border. He will invade Mexico. He will round up the homeless and send the National Guards into cities to fight crime. He will bring back the death penalty in a big way. He will make stuff more expensive by taxing all imported goods. That sounds like not a bad problem, not a bad program at all. When I look at this this article by leftists, that sounds like a good ad for Trump. Cloud Warmer says, Jeff, imagine if we had blood sports collector cards, a rookie of the year, JF first edition would be worth shitloads. Exactly. Exactly. That would be nice. Blood sports collector cards. Klaus Schwab says that nations will soon no longer need to hold elections. This will be our last news item because I'm going to go rest for 10 minutes and then we will go to the private hangout for the Patreon and Subscribestar supporters. Let's see what Klaus Schwab thinks of democracy.
The technology now is, and digital technologies mainly have an analytical power. Now we go into a predictive power, and we have seen the first examples, and your company very much involved into it. But since the next step could be to go into a prescriptive mode, which means you do not even have to have elections anymore, because you can already predict, and afterwards you can say, why do we need elections? Because we know what the result will be.
Oh, using AI to predict elections, and therefore you don't even need elections. The AI will decide what is the result because it was going to be the result anyway. I can totally see this failing. Dan Simon says, I want that 2016 JF versus J. Dyer blood sports collector card priceless. Yes, I mean, the thing is, I love collector cards. I love collections. I'm an artist. But I don't know that I want to do something so cheap as to just release collector's item. I think it's a lazy way to get rich, really. And I don't know that I would do it. I prefer something like my ordinal letter. I prefer this because I wrote this letter, like, it's a letter that I wrote for the Ordinal, and there's nowhere else you can get it. Of course, you can get copies, but the idea is I've activated my brain to come up with something original that I would have not have written elsewhere. And that is how I like to process, to just give you collector items and say, oh, little golden JF here, and the golden Andrew Wilson, 1970s Andrew Wilson. That's a little too small. That's a little too unintelligent. Shamrock Shake says, Jeff, what do you collect? When I was young, I totally went absolutely insane into collecting files from BBSs, collecting full ROM sets. I was involved in some of these projects that seek to gather what we call full sets, you know, to get all of the PC games that have ever existed between 1982 and 2007, and I was collecting this stuff, collecting all versions of them, collecting the cracks of them. I was collecting, sometimes there was a game that I would know, like from looking at the archives of the internet and BBSs, I would know this game has never been ripped. And I would contact someone on eBay who has a copy of the game, and I would be like, I want to buy that game. And I would get it, and I would include it in the full set. So yes, that's the kind of craziness. I don't do it anymore, but it's very easy for autistic JF to just go total collector behavior. If I don't have anything more important in life, that's what I do. Silver Spider says, I want to see JF debate Andrew Wilson, but it seems like Andrew just wants easy wins against people he can make look crazy. Yeah, exactly. You know, Andrew is constantly delaying intelligent debates with me, but constantly going out there yapping and barking, oh, you don't want to debate me, and playing these Twitter games with people who obviously are brainless. So, Andrew, that is one of the reality of the blood sports. It's that most people don't want to be in a debate. Most people flee debate, and so you have to debate who shows up. And I'm ready to show up, as I made the case on my last show called What is Truth? I'm ready to argue with you on epistemology. John Drake says, you can buy 12 TB emulators that have most old school games for $300 now. What exactly? And who do you think made these full sets that make it easy for you? By the way, you don't have to buy them. You may have an offer to buy them. But those full sets have been communicated onto the highway of the internet forever. And it's because there were a bunch of artists who were classifying like me, saying, okay, that is the Japanese version of the game. Bracket J. Okay, that is the first United States version of the game we have. Brackets exclamation mark. Okay, that is an alternative version with a bugged byte at position 3,700. Bracket U2. Bracket U3. Type the title correctly. Oh, what do we do with apostrophes in the title of the game? Oh, well, we're going to escape the character. Oh, what's this game? Oh, it's an edit by a pirate group of this game, which used to be a US version of a Nintendo game. Bracket U, bracket mod. That's what I do. Join me in 10 minutes. Go check your Patreon, your Subscribestar. I will post the links to the private hangout. We're going for the private JFGT hangout in 10 minutes. Bye-bye.